I'm in my uniform, and it's after school in his room. I didn't go home because it's a home game, and I'm just kind of hanging around the school. I stop by his room, and he's at his desk reading a book called The Hypnotist. I ask him about it, and he kind of laughs and says he thought hypnotism would be fun. I ask him if it can be done. He looks at me and says, "The book seems to think so." "Well, why don't you try it on me?" I say. "Sure." He shuts the door and turns off the light, tells me to sit down at the desk. He then takes out this purple crystal from a chain in his pocket. He tells me to relax, which is just impossible because he has his hand on my shoulder. He tells me to look at the crystal, and he starts to swing it. I hate looking away from his sweet face, but I do. Then he starts talking to me in a real low and sexy voice, and I keep looking at the crystal, and I do get kind of sleepy after a while, but it's kind of like at the dentist office when you get the gas. There, but not. And he's looking at me, and he waves his hand in front of my face. "I'll be damned," he says. "She's really out." I see a sly smile come over his face, and I wonder what he's thinking. He tells me to stand up, and I do. He tells me to stick my finger up my nose, and I do that too. Then he looks at me for a while before turning and making sure the door is locked. He comes back to me and looks into my half-open eyes. "Take off your top," he says. I don't even think. My arms go behind my back and I unzip the top of my uniform and drop it to the floor. I'm standing there in my bra and sheer skirt, and I see him lick his lips. "Show me your tits." I can't believe I'm doing it. I pull up my sports bra over my head and drop it onto the shell. My little nipples are hard and I'm getting really hot. "Touch your breasts for me, little cheerleader." I start filling myself up for him, getting so horny because I'm half naked in front of him. He walks up close to me and puts a hand on one breast, gently rolling the nipple in his fingers. "You like that, don't you?" he asks. I tell him yes. It's my favorite thing. He strokes them gently and stops to place some kisses on my nipples. I'm so turned on I can barely keep still, but somehow I do. "Is your pussy wet, little cheerleader?" I nod. He lifts up my cheer skirt and puts his hand on me. I'm soaking wet and he starts rubbing my clit. He pulls back his hand and sniffs it. "Mmm," I hear him say, and it makes me even hotter. He reaches for the waistband of my cheery spanky, pulls it down, and throws it on the floor. Then he grabs my hand and puts it on my cunt. "Play with yourself for me." He stands back against the shelves, watching me please myself. It's easy when the man himself is right in front of me. "That's enough," he says. "Leave the skirt on, but give me your panties." I don't want to stop playing with myself, but I have to do what I'm told. I step out of my panties and hand them to him. He kisses them and puts them in his pocket. "Sit on the desk. Let me taste you." He puts his mouth on my pussy and starts to lick me. I hear his moan a little as he works his tongue. I watch him taking pleasure from me, and I come so fast and so big, I nearly give it away. I haven't been hypnotized at all. I've just been doing what he wants because it's what I want. He rests his fingers inside me to feel me pulsate, and he chuckles as I finish coming. "Let's see you do a split," he says, pointing to the floor. I jump down and do a perfect slow slide till my naked pussy is on the cool tile floor. I look up and he's walking towards me, undoing his pants. He stands right in front of me with his crotch by my mouth. My heart is beating faster because I know what I want. Oh, and I know what I hope will happen. Pulls his cock out of his jeans and rubs the tip against my lips. Suck me off, he says. With a sigh, I open my mouth and take him in. He's big, but not too big. Cocksucking is something I truly enjoy, and I am proud to display my skills of him. I cup his balls gently and stroke them as my lips slide up, over, and around his hardness. I take him deep a few times, which surprises him. I kind of like it when I gag a little. I want him to think there's more to me than he knows. I hear his breathing change, and too soon he fills my mouth with his cum. Swallow it all, little cheerleader, he says. As if I'd do anything else. Now you will get dressed and forget this ever happened, he said. He zips himself up and walks away. I slowly get up and put my uniform back on. When I am back together, he tells me to sit back on the desk where I was when this started. He stands looking at me for a moment, and then he leans forward to give me a quick kiss on the lips. Then he stands back and claps his hands. I shake my head and open my eyes up wide. He's looking kind of nervous now. Wow, that was weird. I guess you really hypnotized me, I say. I guess so, Melissa, he says. He's so cute to be nervous right now, and I love how I can please this man. I could mess with him, but I don't. Gosh, Mr. Cotton, it was like no time passed at all. What was I doing? Oh, not much, he says. I made you cluck like a chicken and do a split. Huh. I can't remember a thing, and I feel so relaxed now. I had no idea hypnosis was so powerful. I'm glad you enjoyed it, he says, and I can see some relief in that boyish grin. I sure did. You can hypnotize me anytime, Mr. C. I pick up my bags to go. As I walk out the door, he puts his hands in his pockets and find my panties still there. You can bet I will, he calls after me.